out there, I don't make my same mistakes. Oh, my same mistakes. Those in the corner, papers in a pile, papers in a pile, and they worry in my head. You're slipping by me, I'm thinking of the mountains, I'm thinking of the mountains, wishing I was there instead. I'm done with the daydream, my legs are breaking, and oh, they're aching from sitting still too long. I want a ridge line somewhere in the distance, somewhere in the distance, all that trouble is
with the Blackberry Bushes string band, Jess Raymond on lead vocals and guitar, Jacob on violin, Forrest on upright bass, Daniel on mandolin, Alex on banjo. And you're on your way to Ridgeway. You're going to play in Ridgeway Town Park tonight.
We'll
free
be,
concert.
Yes, as this is airing, I believe we'll probably be live in the park, and then we're playing later tonight at the Sherboneau Theater.
That's right. And if you're anywhere near Ridgeway and you're listening to this interview right now, you could head on down and actually see them play live. And it sounds like you guys have been having fun on this tour. I saw on your Facebook that in the Midwest, a tour of Epic Fireflies, Bicycle Madness, and the Grateful Dead projected onto the house. I was really curious about the Epic Fireflies. What happened with that?
Well, we were staying out at Jacob's family. Jacob's father is a farmer, and we were staying out at the farm. And I've just never seen him quite that thick. It was a light show. It was an Iowa light show. It was pretty awesome.
We've been calling it the Shire down there.
Uh-huh.
It's a very, very Shire-like sort of feeling.
And you guys are all living in Seattle now?
We are based out of Seattle. That's kind of where the band formed years ago, down around the Puget Sound. And Forrest over here is from Seattle, and Dan is from Yakima, Washington. Jess and I met in Washington nine years ago. And we were based out of there. We lived there, and we recently just brought on Alex over here on the banjo from Madison, Wisconsin. But I grew up in eastern Iowa, and mm-hmm. Jess is from Vermont.
It's interesting because it doesn't seem like any of those places are like the home of bluegrass in any way. How did you guys sort of find this music?
Well, I grew up going to bluegrass festivals with my folks. I'm from Vermont. I grew up in Vermont, and then I went to college down in North Carolina, in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And
there you go.
There's some great string bands coming out of that part of the world, and
yeah.
I just got really inspired by them there. And there's also, there's a scene for it everywhere. There's some great string bands in the Northwest right now, and of course in Colorado. You know, we love coming here to meet all the other pickers.
Seattle's a pretty big city. It's it's kind of got...
They've heard of bluegrass there?
We have a really great bluegrass festival there every winter.
Wintergrass, yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Seattle's got every type of music you could want. I know it's famous for its few iconic things, but there's definitely a strong string band roots scene there, for sure.
It's funny because anyone who's like over the age of, I don't know, 40... remembers Seattle for grunge,
right,
which I'm sure that is not a scene that's happening there anymore. Really. So they probably moved on.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Remnants.
I've been to some grungy spots in Seattle. They're good.
Yeah. You did some crowdfunding for your latest album, Three Red Feathers, and you donated 5% of the funds to an organization in Seattle called Garden Raised Bounty. I guess it's in Olympia, Washington. Talk about this a little bit and how you decided to kind of combine your fundraising efforts for that organization too.
Well, we wanted to, I mean, it's kind of something we always want to do is raise awareness for work we think people are doing that people need to know about, you know, and Grub, they're called Grub, Garden Raised Bounty, but everyone calls them Grub. Was started by some folks that I actually went to school with at the Evergreen State College. And they're just a really great organization working to food justice, basically helping low-income families get kitchen gardens and helping low-income youth have summer jobs, learning to grow food and provide food for their communities. And I just think they're doing really great work. So we just wanted to make sure, and we wanted our fans to be able to know that we were standing for something that they could get behind also.
Very cool. And at the higher levels of giving, you could also record a song with the band, or Jess, you would write a custom song for somebody. Can you tell me about some of the songs that came out of that? Did people give at that level and you did that?
Yeah, well, for this one, I haven't written those songs, but actually on this album, there are a couple of songs that came from the last time we did this. Uh-huh. And actually, we're going to play one of them. Not this next one. We're going to do an instrumental next, but then we're going to play one called Lady of the Mountains that was a friend that wanted a song that made her think of snow. She loves playing in the snow, and that's what she wanted. And so I kind of tried to combine what I knew of her and give her something that felt like that. Also, one of the songs a friend gave me, he wrote me out kind of a page-long description of his grandfather, what he knew of him. And this was someone that he'd never met, but that he had just heard stories about him. And so I tried to take that story and make it into a song. And the things that I really caught out of that story were, the song ended up being called Hickory is Dependable. And his grandfather was a woodworker, and he feels like he knew him by going down into his wood shop and like being in his wood shop and using his tools. And so I tried to paint this picture of someone being able to pass down what they had learned through this wood shop. And
I really like the idea of helping to tell other people's stories with your music as part of what you do. I think that's just a cool idea.
I first started doing that when I went to the song school in Lyons, Colorado. Planet Bluegrass puts on a really great songwriter camp called the Song School that I went to a few years ago, and it's just fabulous. And we had to do an exercise there where we had a partner and you swap stories, and then you had to write a song on that person's story. And that was the first time that I did that. But since then, I kind of try to, I think that it's good for songwriters to get out of their own experience and try to see a story from another perspective. You know, I think it actually makes the song stronger. So, yeah.
Awesome. I like it.
There's also a third commissioned song on the new album, Three Red Feathers, that Jess wrote for her niece called Sam's Song.
Oh, yep.
And then, as you had mentioned, yeah, some folks have pledged music, ordered the new songs, and then there's also one gal's going to be going into the recording studio with us, and so we're going to be recording some of her music.
Yeah, we're going to record her song.
And so if you want us to write you a song, the pledge music is actually
I want you to write me a song right now.
Yeah, here we go.
So I'm here with the Blackberry Bushes String Band. How did you guys come up with the Blackberry Bushes name?
Well, if you are familiar with the Northwest, then anyone who travels in the Northwest will see them. They're everywhere. The Blackberry Bushes are taking over.
I spent time in Northern California, and I would spend like 4 hours picking bushes and putting them into a bucket.
Yeah, August is a great month for that. It's kind of like kudzu in the South, though. They're everywhere, all along the highways and everything. And so folks are always trying to get rid of them. And when the band first started, we needed a name because we were going to have a show. And I had spent the day out trying to help grub some blackberries out of someone's yard. And you'd come away with scars from those types of experiences. So I was all covered in scratches when I got to practice. And
stained.
Yeah, totally. And so we just decided, well, that'll work for this show. And then it's just stuck, which is similar to blackberry bushes because as soon as they're there, you can't get them. Mm-hmm. Can't get rid of them.
This is true. Well, we'd love to hear another song if we could.
Sure. We're going to do a Daryl Enger tune. This is an instrumental that we've been working up. This is called Ride the Wild Turkey.
That is the Blackberry Bushes String Band in the studio with me on their way to Ridgeway right now. You can catch them in the park right now, actually, if you're listening to this and you're anywhere near Ridgeway, head on down. So what kind of music do you all listen to that might surprise us, like something that you're into that is nothing like the music you play?
Let's see. We listen to like a lot of The Band, the Allman Brothers.
I'm a pretty big Amy Winehouse fan.
Nice.
I love Lauryn Hill.
I've listened to and studied jazz.
Jazz, yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm like kind of like exclusive when I drive, like John Scofield.
That's good road trip stuff.
Well, you know, in Seattle, there's a lot of good punk music, and I was into that for a while. I don't play any of that in the van because no one else likes it.
Dan only plays
it's like your guilty pleasure.
Yeah, I listen to it by myself.
DJ Dan, he whips out the, like, scratchy old vinyl remixes of audio recordings from the 1930s. It's,
they sound nice. Wow. With the Dan engine.
Yeah. When Dan is the DJ, it's educational.
Oh, good. Sounds like you have a good mix.
A lot of podcasts, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, what are the podcasts you're into?
Oh, well, you know, you've got a variety of good NPR stuff, but Jess and I, we're kind of fans of the TBTL podcast, Too
Beautiful to Live.
Mm. With Luke Burbank. That's a Seattle radio show podcast.
Are there any tens out there?
Uh-huh. I know, it's like this sort of secret world that's developed where, because there's so many of them now, you know? So I always ask people what they like, and I'm always finding out about new stuff. What is progressive bluegrass? Like, just for people who aren't in the bluegrass world, you're described as progressive bluegrass.
So when bluegrass kind of got its start, there was, Bill Monroe and Flat and Scruggs and some of those first generation bands, and they kind of defined what bluegrass really is, even though it wasn't necessarily called bluegrass at the time. But since then, a lot of people have kind of, you know, taken that and kept it very similar, and there's been some bands that will, you know, keep things pretty much the same as they were then and use a lot of the same musical devices and same types of things that those bands were doing. And then there are other bands that really enjoy that music and take it and infuse kind of, you know, other genres of music, other styles of playing into bluegrass music to make it, you know, you can still definitely hear the bluegrass in our playing, but we try to do, you know, different and unique things as well.
What's another band that sort of embodies that type of...
We think bands like the Infamous String Dusters are bands that we look up to. Town Mountain, Delamay.
Oh, the Punch Brothers, I think, would be on the cutting edge of the rest of bluegrass. Yeah, totally. I think a lot of the stuff that, like, what is Daryl's new band? Mr. Sun.
Mr. Sun.
Yeah, Mr. Sun is definitely, you got to check that out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pushing the boundaries but pulling from the roots as well. I think that's kind of the tug of war as a new band trying to play upon traditional music, but then also bring something new, infuse, I think, is the right kind of word. We want to try to bring some fresh air. Shout out to one of my favorite podcasts. to old forms of music, and that can be often done by, you know, covering a tune from a songwriter in the rock genre, or we've like been known to throw a little bit of Cyndi Lauper out there, Bruce Springsteen, every now and then we throw like a little heavy metal riff into the middle of a fiddle tune by Kenny Baker or something.
Key changes, time signature changes.
Yeah.
And a lot, like, harmonically, a lot of the harmonic structure, bluegrass has a kind of defined way that they improvise. It's a very improvisational style of music, but it's kind of defined and set, and a lot of the harmonic structure that we play here is a little more, I would say, jazz influenced. And a lot. Jacob studied jazz fiddle at Cornish in Seattle, which is so he's a
and
jazz.
Our banjo player here is a jazz guitar student as well, and we've all kind of got different roots of punk music or classical backgrounds, or so. Yeah, we like to say that we are an acoustic Americana and bluegrass band,
and that is the Blackberry Bushes String Band. So I noticed on your site that people can sign up to be buddies of the Blackberry Bushes on your site, sort of an online street team. Can you tell me about some of the people who support you all and what you're doing, and just tell me about your fans a little bit?
Well, our fans take us in off the road on a regular basis.
Sometimes they rescue us from the road.
Sometimes they have rescued us.
They're our Bushes buddies, is what we call them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they're great. There's nothing I love better than showing up in a town and having, we usually call it table number one, the folks that like kind of come right up close, and having table number one come up and have it be people I don't necessarily know, but they know the words to the songs and they sing along, and then you have
that's
buddies.
That's when you know it's like a true fan, when it's not your... when it's not your mom or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things that I really appreciate about this style of music is, you said our fan base, I think it's a real multi-generational fan base. Everything from, like, toddlers to, you know, senior citizens, and you get to hang out with everybody. And a lot of music, I think, kind of defines and cuts off who's allowed to listen to that kind of music. Mm-hmm. But this style of music is really open to everyone. It's a really cool thing.
Yeah, we play for, you know, a fair amount of, you know, older crowds, shall we say, more discerning audience members, and they totally dig what we're doing, and they're surprised at the kind of new turns and twists we take with sounds and tunes they're familiar with, and then we'll play for younger folks, and they'll be like, I didn't know I liked bluegrass, but I like you guys. And a few years back, we started kind of playing the jam band circuit a little bit more and doing the kind of the camper RV bluegrass circuit, and noticed that there is what I've dubbed the Jesus and Dreadlocks Coalition, where you bring across demographics that would otherwise maybe not show up
together, but bluegrass will do it.
They can get down to some banjo and some fiddle music.
The Jesus and Dreadlock Coalition.
Yeah, copyrights reserved.
I've seen that. I think it exists in Paonia, actually. Yeah.
Back to the drawing board.
Well, it's been really fun to have you here.
And thanks.
I bet it's going to be a great show, is a great show right now as we speak.
We're really excited to be dropping in here really quick. We're on a 10-week tour. We've got about 40 shows in this 10 weeks, and we're right in the middle of it, culminating with the Rocky Grass Band Competition next weekend in Lyons. We'll be participating in that. And a shout-out to anybody that comes to the show tonight, mention the radio show, mention KVNF, and we'll throw you a free CD.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Thanks.
The first person.
If we get hordes of you, we can't give them all away.
Okay. Be the first. All right. Well, let's hear a one song before you go.
All right. This is one of those songs that we were talking about earlier. This is a song that I wrote for a fundraising campaign. Someone sponsored this song, and she wanted a song about the snow.
Of the mountains, so many times she's seen the buzzing burst of summer, so many shades of green. She can't help but smile when that green goes to gold. Her heart of hearts waits for the snow. When summer decides she's satisfied and sends her blessing up to the sky. They open the gates and quiet the sounds, and heaven comes down to lie on the ground. She went.